or DRC, I think, has seven. Do those guys, you have to have kind of a knack, or something special about those guys that enables them to make plays like
that? Yeah, you have to have a knack for it. You know, and that's a thing that, like I said, I like about him. You know, we have guys that, those two guys are playmakers, you know. Like I said, the thing we try to preach is, you know, being fundamentally sound, technique, keys, alignments, you know, all the base things, because they have the innate ability. They have the skill set. They have the cover ability to be able to make big plays for us. And that's what we need, you know. And he brings that to the tables for us. So I'm excited for those two guys to join forces.
Are they, in your mind, are they similar type players?
It's different. You know, you have, you know, DRC is a taller, rangier guy. You know, there's a different size structure there. But for his playmaking ability, they both have the, you know, the elite skill set.
But when we talked to Janoris on the conference call, he said one thing he thinks he needs to improve on is, what is that, the end of the games, not taking plays off. Yeah, he said not being lazy. He mentioned the word lazy late in the game. But did you see that when you studied him?
No. No, I just think that a player, sometimes if you don't make a play, if you don't finish a game by making a play that you want to make to seal it for your team, you want to, you know, hold yourself accountable. And I think it's more of that, what it is, of just staying really dialed in, focused on being able to, you know, come up with the big play at the big time. That's what competitors do, you know, and that's the thing that he is. He's a guy that loves to compete. He loves a challenge, you know what I mean? So he likes to be in a situation where if, you know, the ball's coming his way toward the end of the game, he wants to make the play, period, you know. And if you don't, you know, he criticizes himself hard for that, which you like, you know. And those things, you know, we'll continue to work on and improve and try to be a much better team myself going forward, you know, at the end of games.
What about the reputation of a not all or nothing, but big play makes some big plays given up? You know, maybe too much of a swing. Is that a legitimate rep on him?
Well, no. I think that, you know, he's what you do with guys like that. You know, they have the ability to make plays. You just try to coach the discipline on your eyes and technique and things like that. And what happens is, you know, when people know you're a big play guy, you know, that you're going to get a lot more double moves and a lot more activity, because that's the only way to even have a chance to loosen those guys up, because they're extremely confident in their skill set, extremely confident in their ability to match up against guys. So you have to find ways to get them, and sometimes, you know, it can happen multiple times during the game. If you hit one of them here or there, then all of a sudden, you know, a period of time people see it like that. But no, I think if just stick to fundamentals and keep working on discipline and stuff like that, it will be fine.
Yeah, I mean, he has to anticipate that. Right?
Yeah,
that's the way you attack them.
You got to anticipate how teams are going to attack you, knowing with your aggressive play and your skill set, and if you get that part under control, then you make guys don't want to throw at you at all.
How much and what type of growth have you seen in him since he came into the league to where he is now?
I've seen a lot of growth. You know, when I was there, St. Louis with him, that's the first thing we did. We sat down and talked a while, and you can tell, you know, his maturity level and his approach to the game, and you know, growing up as a man, you know, and I've seen it with him, you know, so I'm pleased with him. Outstanding person, you know, and like you said, he's moved on from that stuff, man, and then growing up, so we look forward to him. I have full confidence in him and his growth as a person, and you know, he loves to compete as a player, you know, so he's gonna bring a love to compete, love to play, you know, want to win type attitude to practice every day.
A lot of, you know, you need more than two starting corners in this league now. You need a guy to play in the slot 75% of the time now. How do you see the rest of the depth chart behind DRC and Jackrabbit now moving forward?
Oh, we just got to let it play out. You know, what happens is, you know, it's like mud. You throw it all out there, and then you let guys earn the spot, you know what I mean, and you evaluate it, and I'm pretty sure to be, you know, whatever guys we have there, you let them compete and you let them continue to grow, and then you try to put the best units on the field to get a chance to win, you know. And then, you know, you have to try to work through injuries, you know, all those things that come up, man. You know, you have to be ready for that. But you need depth, you know, because that's a part of it, you know. But everybody has it in this league, so, you know. And hopefully, you know, the guys that come back from last year can grow and advance as men and as players, and then whatever, you know, additions that are there can be good fits for us.